Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wired Wrestling. This is episode 16. So, Iceman Dan is here.
How you doing?
And I'm the Iron Turk Atadizdar. And, Dan, are you sure you didn't steal anything from the offices when you were here? I think it was last week.
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I didn't. You know,
because Phil's saying you did.
Yeah.
Phil's saying, like, you stole, like, a pen of his.
I don't believe so, but, you know, you never know. You never can tell these days who's stealing things and who isn't and who mistakenly steals stuff or accidentally puts it in their pocket and forgets about it. I mean, you just don't know anymore, you know, what's going on in this world.
Well, you might want to be talking to Emma.
I might be. I would talk to Emma.
Or, you know, her real name is Tennille Dashwood.
Tennille Dashwood. I like it. It's, like, very proper. It's very, very English. Very Aussie.
Well, she is Australian, and you did hear what happened to her, like, earlier today before we started recording this. We're recording this on July 2nd.
I did hear what happened. She reported. And, of course, TMZ. You gotta love them. She got... This is a report from TMZ. She lost her prize job over a stupid iPod case she wanted so badly she stole it. Emma was busted Monday by Hartford, Connecticut cops after Walmart security claimed she had just left the store without paying $21.14 for the case. The WWE acted fast, didn't prejudge her. Emma already copped a plea, and it was a sentence she's got to do one day of community service, maybe like picking up trash or, you know, cleaning gum off a bench somewhere in Hartford. Sometimes when you save money, you don't always live better. And Emma found that out the hard way. Well, and we know what happened. The response was immediately she was fired. But then...
Yeah, well, I would say something in terms of... Well, she's here on a work visa. By the way, you should check out this website called peopleofwalmart.com.
Okay. I will check.
It's like, okay, first of all, why the hell are you going to shop for an iPad or an iPod case at Walmart, of all places? I've got some horror stories about Walmart.
Yeah, I don't know why she wasn't going to Best Buy or, you know, or the Apple Store, right? At, like, the mall in Hartford. Maybe there isn't. There's got to be in Hartford. I don't know. Look, she's not from this country. She's young. She was probably in a hurry because, you know, look, she was in town. They probably flew or drove into Hartford that morning or that afternoon, and she obviously wanted to stop at Walmart for some reason or another. I guess she must have gone by herself. I guess Santino wasn't with her, like, making sure, you know, she paid for everything at the store. And maybe they don't travel together, and maybe they aren't, and obviously they aren't really dating, but, yeah. Emma is a young, naive woman. She's very attractive. Usually when attractive women, you know, come up, oh, I forgot about putting that thing in my pocket, you know.
Oh, my God, you should see this website on peopleofwalmart.com.
Okay, I will check it out later.
There is this one on July 2nd where there's, like, this... There's this lady in Mississippi that's, like, got a huge ass. And she's in, like... It seems as though she's in, like, a bathing suit or something.
Yeah, well, that's Walmart for you. That's the type of people that shop at Walmart. Apparently, Emma shops at Walmart, though. At any Walmart I've ever been in, I don't think I've ever seen a woman as attractive as Emma at a Walmart. So I don't know why she would be at Walmart. But again, she's from Australia, you know? She's not totally in down, you know. She's different. She's used to Australian culture, not American culture.
So does that mean, like, we'll be drinking Foster's and eating at Outback Steakhouse?
I guess, although I don't think they eat at Outback Steakhouse in Australia because it's not an Australian chain. It's an American chain. But yes, but I mean, look at, you know, she's young. She made a mistake. WWE already gave her job back after they fired her. Part of the reason was people said, well, gee, what about Jack Swagger? Like, he was arrested for, what, a DUI, marijuana possession, and they didn't fire him. And somebody else, one of the Funkadactyls was arrested, I believe.
Yeah, I remember that. Cameron was arrested for a DUI. She tried to bribe the cop.
Yeah. So, I mean, what she did was stupid, obviously. I mean,
it's like, wait, it's a $20 iPad case.
Well,
like, come on.
I mean, look.
$20?
Maybe she's used to stealing things. Maybe she gets away with stuff because she is an attractive woman. And maybe she can flirt her way out of trouble, which a lot of attractive women can do. But remember, you got to have a guy, you know, employee that caught her. And my guess, it probably wasn't a guy employee. It was probably a female that said, you know, bitch, you ain't getting out of this one, you know.
There's a picture here of the people of Walmart site that has a car that says, I will bang you hard.
Nice.
And then right on the tail, on like the, what's it called? Like the back, like the trunk thing.
Yeah.
You know, it says, this is from Wisconsin. It says Beaver Hunter and Timber Savage.
Huh. I wonder if Emma did her little dance for the cops when they took her off to jail or whatever. Her stupid dance. I mean, look, you know, I think that her career is not going much anywhere. I don't, you know, who knows what they're going to do with her dumb little dance that she does. You know, I don't know. I'm glad she got her job back, though, because I think it wasn't fair to fire her based on what happened to Jack Swagger and the Funkadactyl chick. That she be fired for this.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. She's here on a work visa,
And
you have to be, like, really, really careful about that sort of thing.
Yeah, of course. You get deported. We actually know somebody that happened to, but we won't go into that. Sort of. But anyway.
Another thing from people of Walmart. This is from June 26th.
Okay.
It says, I like feet. Hey, you two girls are beautiful. I'll give you $250 a piece if you let me kiss your all's feet. I'm in the green Jeep Wrangler behind you. I promise I'm a nice guy, Tony. And that's in Tennessee.
Wonderful. God.
Oh, God, he's a squishy face. I'm not even that fat, dude.
People wonder why this country is just going down the toilet. There's your answer, folks. But anyway, I don't want to go off on a rant about that.
Wait. There's another one here from June 25th. Hands behind your back. Some kid is, like, handcuffed to a cart while his mom, I guess, is pushing it.
Nice.
And this is in New York State.
Okay, yes. We get the point. There's a lot of interesting people that shop at Walmart.
Oh, my God!
Walmart has an...
Hold up, I gotta send you this picture. You gotta see this picture.
Okay.
This is called Chips and Dip. You gotta see this picture.
Okay.
Just take a look at this. Just look at that. Did you pull it up? Well, anyway, here's the thing. While you look that up, I'll say this about Tennille Dashwood. The fact is, like, you have a work visa, and you know, I've heard that the United States, it's very hard to get a visa these days, obviously due to all the whole situation and things like that.
Yeah.
And there's really strict rules about getting a visa.
Yeah.
I think there might be even strict rules about getting a green card now. But, you know, when it comes to, like, immigration and that sort of thing, they don't really play around with that. And if you – even if it's, like, a sixth-degree larceny, which she was charged with, that is grounds for deportation, or they can be able to deport you. But, yeah, I mean, it's like, well, Jack Swagger got caught with a DUI and marijuana possession, and then Cameron gets caught with, DUI and trying to bribe a cop and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're American citizens, but that's far worse than stealing a $20 iPad case or whatever the fuck it is.
And
did you see that picture, by the way?
I did. God, yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna
highlight this. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna close that picture because I don't want to look at this anymore. What a little brown stain on the back of a white shirt. Ugh. Disgusting.
Well, here's another one. The stinky cheese.
All right. And I don't want to look at any more Walmart.
No, I'm just going to read you the sign. Due to the rising summer temperatures, we will not accept any boob or sock money. Sorry for the inconvenience. It's gross. Thanks. And that's unknown where it
is. Well, if Emma
and there's a cat in a baby carriage. There's like three cats in a baby carriage here.
God.
In California.
Gotcha. Well, if Emma does get deported, she ought to just sneak across the border with a bunch of Mexican kids, because they're not deporting them at all. So that's my advice to her. If they throw the deporter back to Australia, sneak you back in through Mexico. It's real easy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we get off to Neil Dashwood then? I mean, Money in the Bank was this past Sunday.
Yes, it was, and we watched it with the Action News team at our headquarters. And once again, are the restraining order is still on, that me and Phil cannot be in the same vicinity.
Well, he doesn't watch WWE pay-per-views anymore, or at least he refuses to.
Yeah, he still works for this show. Collecting up.
Phil, oh my God, there's this one guy who has a bra on.
Yeah, that's great.
People at Walmart. Oh my, people at Walmart, everybody.
Yeah.
Remember, Tennille Dashwood shop there.
She does. She's got a Walmart, whatever card, if they have a card, like super shopper card or something, probably. She's like one of their VIP shoppers. But, Money in the Bank was this past Sunday in the TD Garden at Boston, Massachusetts. The attendance was 15,653. Good turnout. And, of course, Jonathan Cena regained the title, and is once again on the top of the mountain in the WWE, unfortunately. Or fortunately, if you're a Cena fan, which I am not. But,
well, I mean, all I got to say about that is we kind of saw this coming.
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, who else would they have, like, booked to be in that spot right now? I mean, we know Brock Lesnar is going to be at SummerSlam, and he's probably going to fight Cena for the title.
Yeah.
And he'll probably win it. And, you know, but so I understand why they would put it on Cena right now. So I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, look who was in the match. And I am sick of Roman Reigns. I am really sick of Roman Reigns.
I'm not that high on Roman Reigns. I would have loved to have seen Bray Wyatt or Cesaro win the title. I like both of them a lot, although Brock Lesnar versus Bray Wyatt, that means you would have to turn Brock Lesnar face, or turn Bray Wyatt face, and I don't think either one of them should be baby faces. And Cesaro, though, I think they want to turn him face, because Jim Ross pointed this out, that super swing thing he does is definitely a face move. I could see Cesaro turning face, and I think he would make, you know, I think Cesaro would have been a better choice, to be honest. But I'm biased, you know, I think.
Yeah, well, I know you're a mark for Cesaro, but he got cut out again. Phil's saying the line is bad.
All right. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Cesaro and have been for a long time.
Yeah.
Since his days in ROH as Claudio Castagnoli, I just think he's awesome.
Yeah.
And
well, I found more on the People of Walmart site for June 19th.
I don't kid, yeah.
In Virginia, some dog took a dump in the aisleway. It's like, oh God.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, not other than that, not much else to really talk about this pay per view. Although I would say that the best match of the night was the Money in the Bank contract match. That had some really good talent in that match. I mean, Ambrose, Rollins, Ziggler, Kofi, Van Dam, Jack Swagger. I mean, that was a pretty damn good match. Of course, Seth Rollins got the victory with a crappy the ending kind of sucked. But the match itself, Kofi had some sick spots like he always does, because he is Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah, he's got the, what's his face, Shelton Benjamin role.
Yeah, he's great. And I think I'm enjoying Dean Ambrose as the loose cannon character. I think he definitely resembles a lot of Brian Pillman. And I think that that's how they should book him, or that's what they need him to do. Somebody needs to tell Ambrose, maybe he watches it, but, you know, watch, Dean, you need to watch the Brian Pillman shoot in ECW, his ECW debut, because that was probably one of the best, you know, the best shoot promo ever.
Or it was probably a work.
No, hey, remember the sign. Don't work us, Pillman. Read the sign! Read the sign! Okay, smart marks! No, it was a work.
Yeah.
Pillman knew what he was doing always. He was a really intelligent guy.
This is... I'm having too much fun with this site. Walmart confessional. This guy says, I farted in line at Walmart. Three women thought their babies had shit themselves.
Yeah. That's wonderful. God.
Oh, my God.
Well, we see where the country's going, people. Down the toilet. That's all I have to say about that.
Dude, some guy put... you remember that singer Selena from way back in the day?
Selena? You mean Selena?
The one that... Yeah, Selena... The one that Jennifer Lopez played in the movie.
Yeah, she got shot.
Yeah, some dude put, like, in Illinois, put, like, her on the car.
Huh.
Or it looks like Jennifer Lopez or some shit like that, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying?
So I think this pay-per-view was a pretty decent card.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually pretty decent. I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I would have thought it was a good show, you know, and I didn't watch Raw the following night because I figured, whatever. And I had an early doctor's appointment.
Okay.
I just thought, like, you know, I mean, John Cena, and you start off with Triple H, it's like, okay, I'm turning this off. But apparently I missed some good stuff.
Remember they did the pre-show thing with Daniel Bryan, which was really stupid. Like, why?
Yeah. Why are you putting Daniel Bryan on the pre-show?
Yeah, and to be honest, Daniel Bryan should not be on travel right now. He should be at home, recuperating. And he shouldn't be flying to Boston just to do a stupid segment with Bo Dallas. And what they should have done, if you wanted to have him on the pay-per-view, you send somebody to interview him from his house, and then you play it on the, you know, yeah, you play it on tele, you just play it on the Titantron, and people can watch it on television. But Daniel Bryan shouldn't be on travel right now. He's recovering from a serious neck injury, obviously, because he is unable to wrestle he's going to be out for months, several months.
He's out for an indefinite amount of time.
Yeah, the last thing he should be doing is flying much at all. And that's just stupid, if you ask me. In the olden days, they would do that. Like when Austin was recovering from a neck injury, Jim Ross flew out to his house in Texas and interviewed him there. They didn't have him come to the arena, you know, because why would you do that? Why would you risk, you know, him further injuring himself?
Yeah.
I guess they don't care about, well, clearly they don't care about Daniel Bryan as much as they did about Stone Cold Steve Austin. The WWE hierarchy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're going to just send Daniel Bryan back to... That's the problem with WWE. It just comes off to me like they're just trying to bash in the whole deal that he is a B player, and he's basically like this good hand, and it's like, okay, we gave you what you want, but he got injured, so we are going to put him back to where we think he belongs, and... No, he's still over with the fans, but it's like, again, it's just like the WWE road to WrestleMania. You know, the fans were rebelling against the WWE. It was like WWE versus the fans. And some people were saying like, oh, well, this is part of the master plan. Like, fuck that shit. Are you kidding me?
It made no sense, the segment. They interviewed him in the ring, and then Bo comes out. and tells him to Bo leave, and he tells Bo leave, you know, Bo a boner, and it was just stupid. It just made no sense.
Yeah.
And,
it just made Daniel Bryan look like a chump again, you know, like that whole deal with Kane.
Exactly. And I think that's part of it. I don't think that, you know, when I don't think Vince McMahon necessarily likes Daniel Bryan. He doesn't like his look, and he doesn't like, he probably hates the beard, to be honest, because he looks like a hippie. And I don't think Vince likes hippies very much. But he knows that Daniel Bryan is popular with the fans and can make him money. Well,
right.
Vince, you want to make Daniel Bryan look good so he can make you even more money down the road. I mean, considering you have lost money, a lot of money, and you're talking about cutting more from the roster, you know, the object is for this company to make money, for fans to tune in each week and want to watch the product and buy tickets and buy the merchandise and order the pay-per-views and subscribe to the WWE Network. That segment isn't going to do any of those things for you, Vince. But, you know, Vince knows best.
Yeah.
Like Hogan knows best. Vince knows best. Yes.
You know, that actually is a kind of a good transition to this sort of news, in that the Wrestling Observer is saying that Vince McMahon has ordered major budget cuts across the board in WWE, even more than the cuts that have already taken place. And apparently it's in the 8-figure range. It's like, damn. And they are meant to offset the losses involved in starting the WWE Network and offsetting the amounts involved in the new TV deal, because obviously there was a much larger number that they thought they would get, but instead they didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like more people are going to be fired.
Yep.
Obviously. Who? We don't know. I mean, we can guess and speculate. Heath Slater. Excuse me. You know, people like Heath Slater, there's probably a lot of guys in NXT that may definitely have to worry about their jobs. You know, like Albert, Sweet Tea, and people that are being jobbed out right now. If you're being jobbed out, you know, you're definitely running a risk. Heck, the Big Show, perhaps. I mean, I don't know what they're doing with him. Not much.
Yeah, I think Big Show's run its course.
He's so stale, too, at this point. I'd give him something different. Like, he needs to repackage himself somehow, you know? Give him new theme music, at least. He's had the same damn theme song for 15 years.
Actually, he's had that theme song for the last, oh, God, I want to say, like, 8 years or 9 years.
Oh. It's the Big Show.
It's the Big Slow.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that some may get the option to take a pay cut before they get fired, perhaps. And some will take that, and some will say, screw you, I'm going to greener pastures. They're going to, you know, they lose CM Punk officially in a couple weeks, so that's off their payroll. And they don't have to give him the 90-day deal because he basically just sat out the rest of his contract. So.
Right. The 90-day thing doesn't apply to contracts that have expired. It's when you get released.
Yeah. Some of the guys, like, who was it? Evan Bourne supposedly lied, I don't know why, or told Ring of Honor that he could compete on their shows immediately, and then they called the WWE to make sure, and they're like, no, he's got the 90-day no-compete clause, so, like, I don't know what Evan Bourne was thinking there. Does he need the money that bad? I mean, he's getting paid to sit at home for 90 days. Get paid, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, they can still work indie shows, actually, as long as they aren't on television. Like, they can't work for Ring of Honor, they can't work for TNA, and they can't work for, like, New Japan. But they can work, you know, all Jersey Pro Wrestling at the VFW Saturday night. They can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Although... wait a minute. Japan? I mean, wasn't that another country or something?
Yeah.
Or is it like...
Yeah, but New Japan's on television. I'm sure WWE would not be happy.
Oh, wait, you're right. It's on Ustream.
Okay.
And people could get Ustream over here.
I'm sure that... No, WWE would not be happy one of these guys they released, you know, was on New Japan, like, literally the next week or something. They wouldn't be happy about that. And I definitely think that, you know, two guys that need to go to New Japan and Ring of Honor, or, you know, Drew and Bourne. Actually, Drew McIntyre was talking about that on the Jericho podcast, that he really likes wrestling Evan Bourne and can't wait to wrestle him again on the indie circuit. So, yeah, that was a real good interview. I highly recommend that one, Chris interviewing Drew McIntyre. It was a very good interview. I really like Drew McIntyre. I like Drew McIntyre a whole lot more now, that's for sure. I liked him anyway. I was always impressed with his look.
Yeah, but could he get it done in the ring?
I think so. I think at the end of the day, he got a bump rap because of what happened with him and Tiffany, him and Taryn Terrell.
Yeah, that's probably it. Oh, by the way, the new season of Tough Enough, it was scheduled to begin this week, but due to the recent WWE budget cuts, the new season is now up in the air. So people involved got the director to reduce production costs on the project. But that may be up in the air as to the new season of Tough Enough.
Is Steve Austin going to host it again?
I'm not sure.
Probably not if there's budget cuts. Like, they have to pay Austin a good amount of money. At this point, Austin isn't coming back, you know, except for the right price. I mean, you know, Steve Austin has always said, I've saved my money. Like, I don't need to go back to the WWE. I saved my money.
Yeah.
And
do you know if he's getting paid to do that podcast?
He does. Don't you hear him talking about it? He's like making some money up in this biatch. Yeah, he's making some money doing that.
Mm.
I don't know how much, but he's making some dough. I mean, Steve is he's a thrifty guy. If you ever listen to his show, he talks about how much of a cheap son of a bitch he is. He still drives like an old Bronco that he's had from he's got a few cars. He loves to talk about his vehicles, but he doesn't spend a lot of money. He's a smart guy, Steve. And that's arguably the best wrestler, you know, the best wrestler of all, the most successful professional wrestler of all time. What else do we got to talk about? On Raw, there was some return. There was two significant returns. Chris Jericho returned. Why, I don't know. For him to come out. And then he got beat down by the Wyatts. He got beat down by the Wyatt boys.
I didn't watch Raw.
Yeah, well, the Miz returned, too. The Miz returned. He came out and cut a promo.
Yeah.
How he's a great Hollywood, big Hollywood star, and the Marine 3 is coming out on DVD soon. A crappy movie that probably nobody will watch. And then Jericho returned. Now, that was a shock, and, you know, him and the Miz got into it. Then all of a sudden, Jericho got beat down by the Wyatt boys. Not Bray, but the other two, Luke and Rowan or whatever. And so I don't know why Jericho's back. Does he, you know, considering that the WWE right now is losing money, Vince has fired a bunch of people, wants to make roster cuts in these things. You're bringing Jericho back, that's a high price tag. He's a guy that wants some money. So I don't know why they brought him back. I mean, I guess because ratings must be down. They're lacking star power right now. So definitely Jericho is a household name. He always generates an interest. He always comes back, and he does have a good matches still. I mean, Chris Jericho, what can we say about Chris Jericho? He's awesome. I mean, he's one of the best of all time. One of the best in the world, as he likes to say. Chris can do it all. He can cut a good promo. He's great in the ring. I mean, he's very smart. He's very good at coming up with ideas for his matches and angles. Just one of the best of all, you know. There's a reason why Chris steals, you know. How many times has he had the best match at WrestleMania? A bunch. And then the other big return was the return of a not pregnant AJ Lee. And she defeated Paige for the WWE title.
Wait. She's Divas champion now?
For the WWE, women's WWE, yes. AJ won the title back from Paige on Monday.
There you go. I think Paige is getting sent back. Because, I mean, has Paige, done anything?
No. And she's not getting much of a reaction from the fans either.
I find that sad, though, you know?
I mean,
it's like she was... I mean, it's just like stuff that works in NXT just doesn't translate to the main roster.
Well, and you got to build somebody slowly. It was stupid to bring her out there immediately on Raw and have her win the women's title. I think that was really dumb.
Well, that Raw crowd was mostly full of UK people.
Yeah, but I think it was stupid. It was a bad move. And ultimately, look what it's done. It's hurt her career. And that's not her fault at all. She was told that, you know, she didn't say, hey, make me the women's champion tonight. Some genius came up with the idea. Maybe Triple H, maybe Vince McMahon, maybe Steph, who knows? But obviously it was a bad idea because she was too green.
I don't think she was green at all. I just think, like, they just brought her in with, like, no build-up. It's just like, oh, here's Paige from NXT. It's like, yeah. Well, who watches NXT?
People on WWE Network do.
Yeah, and I'm still piggybacking off your account, by the way.
Yes, you are. But yes, WWE, don't listen to that segment if you're out there listening, WWE.
Now, you know people are piggybacking off others.
Well, yes, but we don't want... Yes. Yes.
Like, the WWE's got time to, like, listen to this. Fuck.
You never know. Somebody's listening. Maybe Gerald Briscoe. Yes, sir, Mr. McMahon. I'll listen to their podcast, see what they're up to, Mr. McMahon. You do that, Briscoe. You son of a...
No, you do that.
You son of a bitch.
No, you do that, pal.
Pal.
Well, goddamn, pal.
Please don't fire me, Mr. McMahon. You're a genius. You're the greatest man that has ever lived,
genius.
Mr. McMahon.
Yeah.
Talk about the ultimate tool bag, one Gerald Briscoe. The ultimate Vince McMahon loyalist. There isn't anything he wouldn't do for Mr. McMahon. let me think. What else happened on Raw of significance? Not much. You know, they're building up for Battleground, obviously, which I don't know who the hell.
There's a four way for the title, which is like what?
Cena and three other guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
What is it? Randy Orton's in it, I think.
Yeah. Wow. Randy Orton, huh? The Randy Orton?
Yeah, Randy Borton. I'm surprised he's not on the People of Walmart site. I'm not on it, but, you know.
Yeah. Randy's just he stinks. Do something with him. Repackage him.
Yeah, now I remember. It's like Randy Orton, the Demon Kane. We can't call him just Kane. It has to be the Demon Kane. And Roman Reigns.
Believe in Roman Reigns.
God, I swear, you know, there's going to be a backlash on Roman Reigns.
You are definitely, like, leading that Roman Reigns hate club. Yeah, like, you're just a hater on the guy. But, you know,
you notice what happened with Austin? He got slowly built.
Yeah.
You know, you had the Intercontinental title. And I know that there's going to be arguments like, well, The Undertaker didn't get that. And John Cena had the U.S. title for a bit.
Yeah.
And he got slowly built. You know, why doesn't Reigns, like, get a secondary title first and then move up the ladder? Because it's just that they're putting him on a rocket and putting him in the main event, like, immediately.
Yeah. And I think there's a possibility, and we talked about this last week, that he could, you know, he could be the Ken Dykstra, and that, you know, that we both believe that Ambrose may be the guy who is going to be the big breakout star of the Shield, and I think that's very possible. It's time will tell. I don't think Roman Reigns is very good on the mic. He's definitely not very good at cutting promos. And Ambrose is very good at cutting promos. I like Dean Ambrose. I don't dislike Roman Reigns. I think Reigns I don't know what you do with him. Maybe you get him a manager. Someone to cut, someone, maybe you put him with Heyman. Or you put him with Zeb Coulter or something. I don't know.
I don't know. It's I just feel like they're pushing him way too hard, way too fast. I mean, Dolph Ziggler should be pushed, but that's not happening.
No, it's not.
I don't know why. I think it's stupid.
There's such,
you know, and the fact that I heard like Roman Reigns is going to be the next big thing with WWE. That's what they're thinking of. I'm thinking, okay, he's good as a muscle for a group, but as for an individual, I still can't see, you know, what the big deal is. He hasn't been tested in long matches, and when you're in the WWE main event level, you have to have those longer matches, and I just don't see, you know, how Roman Reigns could be the big star. Now,
yeah.
It seems as though I'm reading that, what is it? He's, I guess they're supposed to be building towards a Lesnar versus Reigns match at WrestleMania 31. Now, obviously, that could change, like, at any time, you know. There's always, like, changes and things like that. But I don't get Roman Reigns. I mean, Dean Ambrose is probably going to be the best long-term projects. I mean, Seth Rollins is second, but for me,
yeah.
I don't see it.
You can do it, if you book him the right way. Now, the way you get someone like Roman Reigns over to me is he's a big, strong Samoan. Well, the Samoa Joe formula worked real well for Samoa Joe, so you don't want him to be Samoa Joe, but you want him to be Samoa Joe-like. And that's how you get Reigns over, I think. Mm-hmm. Just have him come out there, beat the hell out of people, you know, doesn't really cut promos, doesn't save much, and just have him have him beat the hell out of people. You know, Reigns is going to, not Joe's going to kill you, but Reigns is going to crush you or something. You know, a catchy slogan like that. I mean, but, yeah, then they're not doing that with him. But, yeah, I think he needs almost like a Samoa. He could be another Samoa Joe or similar to Samoa Joe, maybe. And then you sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Because Joe doesn't cut very good promos still. He's not that good. He's never been good on the mic. Where Joe is good is his ring work for a big guy.
Right.
I don't know. But we'll see what happens. I mean, it's possible that Roman Reigns could be a big bust because they're already pushing him to need the next big thing. So there's all these expectations on him now, and he may not live up to them, and he probably won't. But
you know, I'm not being a hater, but I'm just stating the facts here. It's like
you sound like Al Bundy from.
Yeah, I mean,
you sound like Al Bundy in that episode where it's like, damn that Steve Allen. It's like, what do you got against Steve Allen? I hate Steve Allen.
that was Jefferson Darcy and Fidel and whoever played Fidel Castro.
Oh yeah. Damn Steve Allen.
Damn Steve Allen. What you got against Steve Allen? Nothing. I just hate him.
So, Roman Reigns, you are the Steve Allen. You are out of Steve Allen.
Yeah.
Let's move on to WWE. Yeah, let's get off WWE, shall we? We'll talk a little bit about Ring of Honor. ROH.
I was not paying attention much to their pay-per-view, unfortunately, but the Elgin match was actually pretty good.
We saw Michael Elgin defeat Adam Cole for the Ring of Honor World Championship, and of course, being this is their first big pay-per-view, I think a world title change was probably the right, you know, thing to do, because you want people talking about this pay-per-view for some reason. From top to bottom, you had decent matches. Unfortunately, when we were watching it with some people that weren't big wrestling fans. Two of our friends were watching it, weren't big wrestling fans. So we ended up talking about a lot of other topics and kind of just ignoring the pay-per-view.
Yeah, especially about the Redskins. You remember Wade Barrett refer to that on the previous week's Raw?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't want to get too much into that topic, but, you know, to me, at the end of the day, that is just a political smokescreen, this change in the Redskins crap. This is the way to divide us as a nation, for us to argue about, you know, should they change the name of the Redskins or not. While we ignore the real problems going on in this country, trust me, changing the name of the Redskins is not going to solve one problem that the United States has as a country. Not one.
Well, I'm surprised Vince McMahon hasn't come up with, like, an ISIS-type stable yet, if we want to bring it into wrestling.
Oh, God. ISIS invading the WWE?
Yeah, it's like the Islamic State of professional. It'd be like IS Pro W or whatever.
Well, you could bring back Daivari and get some, like, other guys to join that faction, have the Iron Sheik manage them or something. Now, that would be interesting. I actually like that idea. I would like...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I would like to see a Daivari... Yeah, a Daivari managed by the Iron Sheik.
Nah, Iron Sheik can't do anything.
He can cut promos.
Whatever. That would never work.
Where is Daivari? Where is your boy, Daivari?
Oh, Daivari? I don't know.
He's your...
All I know is, like, I was watching a YouTube of him earlier today, a YouTube video for, like, a preview of his RF video shoot, and he was saying, like, something about, like, Kurt Angle went up to Muhammad Hassan because Eddie Guerrero did, like, the camel clutch.
Yeah.
And then, like, Kurt Angle told Muhammad Hassan, well, shouldn't you go to Eddie Guerrero? Because that's your finisher. I mean, if anybody was doing the ankle lock, I'd be pretty pissed off about that or something like that. So Muhammad Hassan goes to Eddie Guerrero and just said, hey, I mean, that's my finish. I mean, and then Eddie Guerrero tells Muhammad Hassan, well, you want to know who invented that move? And Hassan goes, yeah, the Iron Sheik. It's like, no, my family did.
Oh.
And that was really the heat that kind of got Muhammad Hassan getting fired. I mean, the whole thing with the whole bombing thing, I mean, that's really not an excuse. I think I've talked about this before. Because, really, Muhammad Hassan had a lot of heat, and I think, like, he didn't really want to be there to begin with, but he had a lot of heat. Like, I guess he got pissed off Eddie Guerrero and things like that.
Yeah.
But that was a story.
Notice he got out of the – he didn't – and after he got released by the WWE, he pretty much washed his hands of the business. He tried to become an actor or something, and he really has not wrestled. He never went on the indie circuit. He never went to TNA. He never went to Japan. You know, and he just pretty much washed his hands of the business.
Good for him. Good for him.
I think he was given a bad deal to begin with. So you're an Italian guy, and they tell you in creative, yeah, we're going to make you a Middle East guy from the Middle East, and you're going to cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that tangent. But you know, Ring of Honor. I mean, Michael Elgin. Is it Elgin or Elgin?
E L G I N. I think it's Elgin.
Hmm. Well. Regardless of how you pronounce it, he won the title, and, you know, some people were talking about, you know, the production value of Ring of Honor, and, you know, I think, like, I heard somewhere where the actual lighting trust, they can't do that in the Nashville Fairgrounds because it's, like, it's pretty much a dump.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Ooh. Well, yeah, it's pretty much a dump, and they couldn't do, like an actual trust because they would probably bring the roof down or some shit like that, so... But, I mean, other than the production, I mean, Ring of Honor is not exactly known for its production and presentation. It's just what's going on in the ring.
Doesn't have, you know, Sinclair, you know, the day Sinclair, which now owns them, needs to step up and, you know, invest some dough into their production value, which doesn't look like they're going to do or have. Yeah, it was Kevin Steen. Apparently, it was Kevin Steen's final night with the company as he, you know, defeated Silas Young, surprisingly, and basically said goodbye and, you know, he's going to the WWE, and we'll see how Kevin Steen does down in NXT.
I like Silas Young. I like his look.
Okay. Yeah.
He looks like a cross between Rick Rude, Jake the Snake Roberts, and some badass I can't think of.
Huh. And but, the Briscoe brothers defeated Matthew Hardy and Michael Bennett, and, it was a decent pay-per-view. I think hopefully this won't be their last pay-per-view. Hopefully that, you know, they'll do another one. Hopefully they'll continue to do pay-per-views and they will get better in time. I hope. You know, this company needs to grow. Like, you know, you want this company to grow and you want it to get better and you want it to make more money because it's good for the business that Ring of Honor is successful. And I think it can be, but, you know... unfortunately, though, we know the popularity of pro wrestling isn't what it used to be. So,
Well, speaking of Ring of Honor, that kind of transitions to what I wanted to talk about. There's some ROH stars are going to be heading to New Japan in the near future. I know Michael Elgin might be going there later this year, and you know, at the G1 Climax, the final, which will be on August 10th, there's going to be appearances by Bobby Fish, Adam Cole, Michael Bennett, Maria Kanellis, and Kyle O'Reilly. So,
nice.
They'll be going to the Cebu Dome, which apparently has no air conditioning from what I'm hearing.
Mm.
But the G1 Climax is going to start up pretty soon. It's actually in about 3 weeks from now. They're actually doing like they only have very few back-to-back days, and there's like 22 people divided up into two blocks of 11.
Mm.
Like, isn't that a little bit too much? But here are the guys who are in it. Block A, Hiroshi Tanahashi, a.k.a. Mr. I think pro wrestling is like McDonald's, Satoshi Kojima, Yuji Nagata, Kota Ibushi, Katsuyori Shibata, Shinsuke Nakamura, Tomohiro Ishii, Shelton Benjamin, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Doc Gallows, and Bad Luck Fale. And in Block B, it'll be Togi Makabe, Hirooki Goto, Tetsuya Naito, Hiroyoshi Tenzan, Kazuchika Okada, Toru Yano, Minoru Suzuki, Lance Archer, AJ Styles, Yujiro Takahashi, and Carl Anderson. And also, New Japan has announced a new partnership with Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Wrestling. And, so ROH is heading to Japan, at least some of the stars are, but... I don't know. It looks like it's a little bit too much for me. I mean, so they're pretty much extending it out for like 3 weeks or so, and it starts up July 21st, so it's about a few weeks from now.
Okay.
So G1 Climax for New Japan, always a good one. And, you know, last year's tournament was really fucking awesome.
Nice.
It was really a great pay-per-view. Really great pay-per-views, even though, like, you had to pay, like, $150 for, like, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all 11 days.
Uh-huh.
But then eventually, a little bit during that tournament, then they figured New Japan decided to start charging for individual days. But, yeah, but, you know, G1 Climax coming up soon. And, you know, I still have yet to finish the Dominion show as we're recording this, but I'll probably be done. You got to check out this dude by the name of Ricochet.
Okay.
You know, I think he works for Dragon Gate.
Okay.
And he won the Best of the Super Juniors. I think I might have mentioned that before. But I suggest you check out Ricochet. I think this dude's really good.
I will check that out, and we need to do Japanese night or something. We will. Mm. We will.
Yeah, I think you should check out. I should show you this one Kota Ibushi thing where like he's in the promotion DDT, and like it happened like 3 years ago. There's like he fights in like an apartment complex. And he's, like, going to, like, different apartments fighting, like, different wrestlers on the roster. And there's, like, oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. There's, like, this one part where, like, he caught, like, two, like, one wrestler who's supposed to portray a gay wrestler in the act of, like, banging some other dude.
Huh. God. Well, I guess Japan, you know, sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Just like...
I should, let me see if I can find that so I can send the link to you. But yeah, you should. You do have to. You do have to see it. It's strange.
Okay.
I think we do have it up on our Vimeo account.
Okay.
So people can check that out. It's Vimeo.com/Wired Wrestling. I think it is. Yeah.
Or you can check out our Twitter page at Wired Wrestling on Twitter.
So, yeah, Vimeo.com/Wired Wrestling. I think we do have it up. We also have another DDT promotion, the Iron Man Battle Royal. But, yeah, we do have it. DDT Apartment Complex Pro Wrestling from August 24th, 2011.
Okay.
So, yeah, go check that out. So, anything else you want to talk about?
No pay-per-view coming up this week, so we got a break on that. So we got nothing to talk about for that.
Let me check out this more of this people from Walmart thing. People of Walmart, page 13.
We've covered WWE, we've covered Ring of Honor, we've covered... Did we talk about Impact?
I don't think there's much to talk about Impact.
No?
No.
Does Dixie Carter still suck?
As long as she sucks my dick, that's fine with me.
I'm gonna check.
Okay, hold on. There's this one thing in the news: June 16th, man arrested for masturbating. Tulsa police arrested 26-year-old Tulsa Saturday afternoon after witnesses says he was masturbating in the middle of Walmart.
God.
So he was booked on two counts of indecent exposure. After being arrested, he reported told police he was sober, he went to high school, and that he knew his rights. But his being well, his name is Derek Bennett, but oh my God. If I was going to do that, I'd just like do it in the bathroom.
Actually, we do have one thing to talk about for Impact.
Jim Cornette blasting it?
We could do that, but it was announced, this was only a week ago, or June 26th, it broke news that TNA Bound for Glory is going to take place in the Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, yeah, I do want to talk about that.
And TNA's marquee event, Bound for Glory, will emanate from the other side of the world. The promotion announced Wednesday before its television tapings in New York City. TNA President Dixie Carter and Japanese wrestling legend The Great Muta announced during a press conference at the Manhattan Center. Ah! Stupid computer. Manhattan Center, that on the 10th edition of Bound for Glory will take place all the way in Tokyo, Japan at Korakuen Hall.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much a historic place, because there are a lot of promotions host stuff over there. That place is small. I mean, even if you open up the standing room only places, that seats like 2,000, and if you try and do a stage, you'll get down to like 1,500, and you'll probably have to get like Wrestle 1 guys to work it, because, you know, is TNA big in Japan? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe. I think they're taking a risk here for Bound for Glory being in Tokyo. Clearly, when it'll air on pay-per-view here, it will not be live because of the time differential, so it'll be taped. So that's kind of stupid, because people may know the results before they order it. Why would they order it then?
Well, I think they probably just want to see if the matches were any good.
Yeah.
Because even if you have the the matches, you know, the results ahead of time, I should say. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, people will still watch it. I mean, I've always said that, yeah, WrestleMania should be, like, in London one time. I mean, the time difference wouldn't be too bad, but
WWE, and they did successfully do SummerSlam in London, and that went pretty well, I think.
Yeah, but that was before the internet.
Yeah.
Before Al Gore invented the internet, I should say.
Yeah. Did they do that live, or was it taped, the one in London?
Oh, God, they must have taped it.
Yeah.
They had to have taped it.
But, I mean, that was a successful one. I mean, this is Japan. Japanese, I mean, they like wrestling in Japan, but do they like TNA? I don't know.
I mean, I think TNA is being broadcast over there, but, you know, you're going to have to get, like, Wrestle 1 guys.
Yeah, you're going to have to bring in some Japanese talent to help sell the tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, Muta obviously is going to be involved, because Dixie and Muta announced this together. So, but Muta's old. I mean,
dude, his knees are gone.
Like,
he has no knees anymore.
Like, if you, I don't know, who would you have win, like, have Jushin Thunder Liger win the TNA title, or somebody big in Japan maybe today. I mean, I would love to see, of course, he's too old now, but, like, yeah, Kobashi. Get a Kobashi.
He's retired.
Yeah, he's retired. You know,
he's retired, so
yeah.
No deal.
Well, maybe have, I don't know, somebody, yeah, have a Japanese wrestler main event Bound for Glory against, you know, whoever the top guy is, I guess Eric Young. At this point, it would be Eric Young. Somebody versus Eric Young from Japan, if Eric Young still has the title by Bound for Glory time in October.
Mm.
But
good point.
Okay, what did Jim Cornette say about Impact? I love Cornette, so.
TNA Creative, quote, it's like they're on acid. He recently appeared on the Undisputed Wrestling Show and took several shots at TNA. It's like they're on fucking acid. I know Dave Lagana. I like Dave Lagana. Would let him would never let him close to the fucking book. He doesn't know how to book wrestling because the only experience he had was booking sports entertainment. Dave Lagana blocked me on Twitter, but I found out through Court Bauer of MLW Radio that, yeah, it's probably best for me. It's probably a good thing. On John Gaborik, the fucking goof they hired to be the head of creative, Big John character, was an out-of-work friend of Kevin Dunn's who gave a pity job to produce Tough Enough. He booked, never booked a fucking fart after a dinner at Taco Bell.
Oh, I love Jim Cornette.
Okay, Christy Hemme. I can't say this without laughing out loud. They just put Christy Hemme on the fucking booking team. What the fuck? She couldn't book Lassie at a pet shop. She's a nice girl, but what the fuck? And State of Wrestling Today. If I stopped to dwell on the State of Wrestling Today, it was literally making me an insane person. That is why I just ignore it for the most part. If you care about the business, if you want to see the business succeed, the things that people do that are the people who are in charge will drive you insane.
Jim Cornette.
Oh, sorry. The things that people do that are the people who are in charge will drive you insane. So, yeah.
Jim Cornette never at a loss for words on how he feels about things, and he never holds things back. It gets him in a lot of trouble, but, yeah, I love Jim Cornette. But, yeah, he does think everybody's a fucking idiot. Like, he hates everybody. I mean, him and Paul Heyman are, like, basically polar opposites. They are, like, these two geniuses. They just can't stand. They're almost like night and day. That's what they are. And but they can't stand each other. You know, it's almost like Jim Cornette to me is the Raging Cajun. What the hell's his name? Paul Heyman is Karl Rove and James Carville. That's what Heyman and Cornette are. Carville and Karl Rove.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, TNA Impact. You know. It's amazing this promotion is still in business.
Yeah. But I think that's going to do it.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week.
Hopefully.
And the week after that. And you can email us at wiredwrestling@yahoo.com. And you can check out our Twitter page at wiredwrestling on Twitter.
Here's the Apartment Complex Pro Wrestling link, by the way.
Okay.
So that's the YouTube one. You should watch that. It's just hilarious.
Thank you.
And
we will be back next week.
Wait a minute. We should send a shout-out to the U.S. Men's National Team of the World Cup.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they lost to Belgium. We would have recorded this earlier this week, but... We were too depressed.
We were too depressed yesterday after the game to do a show.
So, you know, I know that, you know, our occasional fill-in Rosarian is probably liking it because he's from Belgium.
And, you know, big ups to Tim Howard. You know, he put monster, man. Clutch goalie, and he had an incredible World Cup series. And, you know, people are saying he should run for president now.
Apparently there's a petition to get National Airport renamed to Tim Howard National Airport.
Jesus. I think he's great. I mean, you know, he's a great goalie.
Yeah, great goalkeeper.
And,
nope. That's it.
All right, well, good night. Wrestling World, we'll be back next week to talk to you more about the action throughout the professional world we know as professional wrestling / sports entertainment, brother.
See you later, people.